You mean to, well, yeah, you set a corner post, but it's to stretch it, you mean to stretch the wire?
Put a corner post and you put your wire on trees or?
No, you set your corner post and stretch your wire and just dig your post holes to build your fence, see. Anywhere from 12 to 18 feet apart, those posts, where you had to have a solid corner post, well braced to keep it tight.
And how did you attach the barbed wire to the posts?
We had staples.
And drive those in with a gun or something?
No, no, just a hammer.
Did you always dig holes for your posts?
No, back years ago we sharpened them and drive them with a hammer in the ground.
Big cast iron thing?
Yeah, cast iron, 16-pound, what we call sledgehammer. And we'd drive them out, drive them out of the wagon and get a pipe. Later on, we dig the holes, the post hole diggers. When I was a kid, I never seen a pair of post hole diggers.
Now, thank goodness for the tractor, huh?
Yeah, the tractor's all right. We had a man lost his arm the other day in one of those post hole diggers.
My goodness, how'd he do that?
Oh, the boy driving, and he was on the ground. I think maybe raking the dirt back, but he got his glove. He started up and got his glove hung on the holder.
Oh, my goodness. Did people in town here in the early days have those board fences with boards up like this, sharpened at the top and the gap?
Picket, we call them picket fences. So they made quite a few yard fences them days to keep the hogs, hydrophobic dogs away. When the sawmills come in, they get that lumber from the sawmill, what they call the edgings. Didn't cost nothing much. Rot down a few years, but they kept a pretty good yard fence.
And the kid would go along with a stick and make them rattle?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have trouble here with stones or rocks out in your fields?
Oh, yeah.
Did you do anything special with these?
We hauled them off and throw them in ditches. Stop the erosion from different places of the field. I thought it did. I don't know what it did.
Made you feel better anyway.
Yeah.
It's funny, as long as you think you're doing the right thing, it's fine. How did you get your water?
We had well most of the time back.
Pipe or?
No, no. We drawed it up out of a well with a pulley and a well bucket.
Was this metal or wood or?
We used just a galvanized water bucket for drawing down the well. Now, on some of the board wells, we never did have one. They used those special buckets, you know.
Now, you mentioned a board well. What was that?
Well, they were called drill well. They only go about six inch ground and they case it up with something like 6 inch case, and they call used to call them board weld. I don't know.
When you milked, what did you get the milk in?
We just had common milk pails that we milked in.
These were the oval-shaped metal ones that you could hold in your legs, or?
Well, most of the time. Sometimes just use a galvanized bucket.
And when you finished, what did you scrape the plates in?
When I finished what?
When you finished eating, where did the dishwater and the?
Well, the dishwater, then before they got to sink, the dishwater was just thrown out, carried out and thrown out the back, raked the plates over in some container and fed the dogs, pigs, which they had a garbage bucket maybe sitting out carefully.
Was that ever called anything else?
Garbage bucket, a slop bucket, and I believe it's so.
When your wife cooks eggs in the morning, how does she cook them? What does she put them in?
Skillet.
Does this have little eggs on it, or?
No. No, it doesn't have eggs on it. It sits right down on the stove.
How about your mother?
Well, she cooked the same way, I believe, on a wood cook stove and a skillet.